Yo, Jig.
It's cracking, my boy.
Things about to let niggas know. There's a whole lot of niggas getting money. Every block, every city got a cut.
I know y'all see what's going on, man. We back again a couple days later than I said we was gonna be, you know what I mean? But we back at it with the Dawn Call and D-Rick and Hippie Show. We are your hosts.
Dawn Call, baby.
In the highest of the room, D-Rick and Hippie, of course. And this should be episode 290, if I'm not mistaken. So we back at it, and we live on YouTube. So let's hope everybody get up
peace
on
to
that
the two.
Again, you know what I'm saying? You saw it? You watched it?
Yeah.
It's kind of sideways and shit, right? Mm-hmm. Nigga calls it, what the fuck is this?
Watch that shit with the Rottweiler.
But you see how it is now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I fixed it, you know what I mean? So boom, we good there. But the audio was straight, right?
Mm-hmm. Chris,
so we good, you know I enjoyed what I'm saying? It. I got a couple more tips. I happened to be in Manhattan when I was working.
Mm-hmm.
And on my lunch break, I was like, let me walk down this block. And I ran into a B&H. Which is a audio and video store, you know what I mean, for the best shit out there.
Right.
So I walked in there and started talking to somebody about, you know, the podcast and shit. Yo, I'm getting this distorted or this feedback sound from my wire and shit. He was like, you got this one? And it's a different shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, nah. He like, nah, because the sound from the mixer going to the camera is already picking up the loudest sound that it can.
Right.
So when you plug something into it, it's going to pick up even the smallest shit. You know what I'm saying?
Amplified.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're going to get that cleared again. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, we back at it with the Dawn Call and D-Week and Hippie Show. We've been away with this specific podcast for like 3 weeks now. So we back at it. I just want to say thank you to everybody that just subscribed. Again, I don't got my phone. Nothing called. Got something to throw. I don't know if he can see it.
Right? Yeah, I can't.
He don't got the YouTube studios on that.
Yeah.
But we got like 3 or 4 new subscribers, so we at like 294.
Appreciate it.
So shout out to all of y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm back today. My first day back with a lot. You know, I was dealing with a little feverish cold or whatever. Got back to working out today. That's why I may look underdressed for the pod, but it's for the content, man. So I kept my polo tee on, but back to working out and getting back into the groove of providing what we provide for the people. So,
yeah,
today's the day.
We back at it, definitely giving y'all super content, and we gonna start going live on YouTube a lot more, so we can start building the fan base that way as well. I want to start doing a lot more IRL stuff and real life stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, we hang out together or whatever. Whenever we do shit like that, I want to start recording live on YouTube and recording it, you know what I mean? So, we need
Let's
start
do
doing shit like that, you know what I'm saying? But,
it's
good, cool. How was your weekend?
My weekend was great, actually, man. Now that I think about it, it rained Saturday, did it not? I think it rained, one of these days this weekend. But I went to the Big Three on Sunday. Me, Bonnie, and baby CJ, the first family outing, and
back at it.
Went down to the Barclays. Check out Q. Shout out to Q. Shout out to Clyde Drexler. You feel me? Shout out to all the Big Three teams and players that's participating in it. And everything that's just making that whole league function, man. We went down there. They were celebrating the 50 years of hip hop. DJ Flash was in the building. Melly Mel was in the building. KRS-One performed. MOP performed. Ja Rule performed. Scarlett performed.
Fuck.
You know how that go.
How's her stage presence?
It was cool.
She had the
stadium rocking, bro. I ain't know, the most noise that was made that whole night came when Scarlett came out there, cause she wasn't on the bill.
Yeah.
It was three performances.
It
was MOP, KRS-One, and Ja Rule.
Yeah.
She hopped out, bouncing all over the court.
That's fire.
So it was dope. I enjoyed myself. You know, you've been the big three.
It's the best shit out.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is mad fun. It's it's something different, especially if you like sports. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's good to if you like sports, it's good to go with the unconventional sometimes and not watch the major leagues all the time. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
So seeing shit like that, especially basketball, we like basketball. So when you get that, or you get a TBA and different shit like that, you watch it because it's different rules and it's a different way of playing the sport. Like, we grew up 1-on-1s, 2-on-2s, 3-on-3s. We're not playing no 5-on-5 unless some people really want to play that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then you probably playing horse or something.
And if the other court is available to run the full, or if we even have another court.
Yeah, so it's cool to see shit like that, you know what I mean? And then the way that that game keep evolving is, I love it and I fuck with it because it's been around, I think, around the same amount of time as us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? About 6 years or so.
I just got a memory from when we went.
That was when Power won the championship.
6 years ago.
What was that, 17? 18?
Yeah, it's 17.
All right, so we went right before we started the pod?
Right, I think we went after.
After, yeah, because it's normally in June.
Mm-hmm.
So the championship was probably like in July or some shit like that. Like, yeah, so you just got a memory, we in July. So, like 6 years, it's been around the same time as us, so I fuck with it heavy, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to Ice Cube. Shout out to everything they got going on.
What an amazing show, man.
Oddly enough, we're gonna stick right in there. I'm just my weekend was good.
I didn't get to ask you, my fault.
Yeah, my weekend was good. I'm almost like back to where I was a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago, you know what I'm saying? I'm working through it. I got my first I'm gonna keep you guys on this journey with me. I got my first therapy session.
There we go.
On Wednesday. Not tomorrow, but next Wednesday. So we gonna see how that type of therapy works for me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna keep you guys in contact with that journey throughout the time that's going on.
I would just say, just give it your all. Don't walk in there half minded or closed minded or whatever.
Or even trying to front, say something that's not what it is.
Walking there as you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to see how that goes, because I've been going through some shit, and like, it's been like, all right, like the last 8-9 months, I've been straight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when this one thing happened, I like totally reverted, bro. And I'm like, I'm confused to that. I'm like, why are you, if you reverted a little bit, cool, I understand, but you reverted all the way back. Nigga, like, you bugging out? Like, so I had to catch myself, you know what I'm saying? But
it happens, man.
Yeah, shit like that happens, but we're going to keep the ball rolling and we're going to see what's up. But I wanted to stay right there because I've been watching a lot of, like, YouTube and stuff like that, and I was just watching The Breakfast Club. They had Ice Cube on there, and he was talking about that. He was talking about, I was going to play it, but we keep everything real with y'all. I use my phone so we could do the live on YouTube now, you know what I'm saying? But I recorded what he said on the interview. He said something about gatekeepers.
He was like,
they all
easy.
They
don't
easy.
Want him around.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, they all eat. Well, on The Breakfast Club, he was like, they all easy. Like, it don't take much to make them fold, you know what I mean? Like, they gonna try to get in your way, so I'm not really worried about that. And then he started talking about the big three, right? And he was saying, excuse me, how they trying to get to the next phase of it. And they trying to sell the teams to certain people, you know what I mean? That's willing to buy the shit.
Fire.
He said they like 2 sponsors away from really getting money back from what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
They have about four sponsors.
Yeah.
I could name them. Yeah. That was there. T-Mobile, Taco Bell, Kia.
Mm-hmm.
There's one more. It's a drink. Monster.
Okay. And so
That you see.
So he's saying, like, we could use like 2 or 3 more to take us back to like green, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
it should be about that time.
Yeah, it should be about 6 years. Time. Yeah, they should. They're gonna be getting there.
What'd you say? Is that 5 year mark where you see what's going on, and the next 5 years is where you start
when
to
you
see
make
them.
Your master plan.
That's what they say. Yeah. So that's fire. But I could also see what he's saying being at this event on Sunday, mm-hmm. where they don't. I thought about it. They don't even want him in this building. You know what I'm saying?
Because
there was no outside the arena big three band. Like, even if people walking by didn't know that the big three was happening, like, I'm pretty sure if somebody was walking by, I was like, oh shit.
There's no promotion from it from the stadium.
How much the tickets? $45? Are we in here? What? 3-4 hours? Yeah, it's late.
Yeah, that shit.
They didn't have that advertised outside, yeah. like, on the Oculus.
Yeah.
I checked all that shit,
and that's,
bro.
And that's part of the...
on the walk-in and the atrium. My fault. And an atrium, there wasn't none of that. And then when you in the arena, right, because they use the lower bowl, and they
use the half court.
Yeah, but they use the lower bowl, they use the top. Mm-hmm. They use the top available. But I think it was a nice crowd. Me and Bobby was in there. It was at least probably, I'd say about 8,000.
That's not a bad crowd.
You know what I'm saying? But the logos, the decals for these teams, I'm at the bottom, was all the way at the top. And the rafters, in the back. It's like, I'm looking up there, I'm like, why they got that there?
Yeah.
Because you don't want it to be seen, mm-hmm. you know, everything that's being put together here. And that's trash.
And those were two main things that he touched on in the interview trash. Where he was saying... Again, for certain people to buy the franchises, mm-hmm. and he wanted to be like based in cities.
Yeah.
So you know, like the New York Power, for example, and shit like that. California Ball Hogs or whatever the case is. So that would be dope if they get that done. You know what I'm saying? And what you saying? He was saying that the NBA, they not working with him. So what you saying? Like, it's hard. Now the NBA arena is not going to promote it. It's not going to do this. It's not. So they just taking your money when they say you can rent it out and play right there. You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. why it's been so
it's
long.
It's not even taking his money. It's taking whoever is sponsoring him on this trip. It's a show.
The whole league.
It's
money.
A show. Yeah. It's a traveling show. It's not like they stationed in Barclays and some are taking away from the Liberty. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's scheduled around. It's just like any other show. But the NBA is kind of dumb for that. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I even told Brian, she was like, so these are like college players? I'm like, babe, most of these dudes is retired and legends. And
they play for the league. So I don't understand how you don't. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to support that? You should even want to put that into like the unions and all that shit. So when they're retiring, like, yo, you have a chance to go over here if you're healthy.
And then, like he said, it's not like we drafting. We don't pick up no players under 22, so y'all could get y'all crop of. You know
but
what
that's
mean?
A lie, because Isaiah Austin is, but he had a situation. He didn't even play out like this game.
Right.
We know if you were a sports head, you know he
that's
has
one
a,
of.
A,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've been around forever.
But it's
now.
Cool to see them take him in, even though he couldn't continue in the NBA.
Yeah,
that's heartfelt shit. So, other than that, nah. If they are
they try
that
not to
type
poach
age,
from the NBA's talent.
If they are that age, they coming from across seas or some shit like that, and they balling on some half court shit, it's dope.
Yeah.
You should want to support that. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it would be wise for them to like, because he said it. He said we offered them 10% from the beginning. Free, you know what I'm saying? We give you 10% for the proceedings, whatever's happening with us, and we just need your partnership, you know what I'm saying? So you can make it a bit easier with us. But as you see NBA's history, NFL, MLB,
they don't want nobody black eating with them.
ABA, you out of here. Negro leagues, you out of here. Like, XFL, you out of here. But the XFL is still going right now, but it won't be around too long, so... Yeah.
Until the Rock get bored. Losing money.
Shout out to Ice Cube and everybody.
Shout out to Cube though. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah,
my family enjoyed themselves.
What games y'all caught there?
All of them.
What is it? It's three games, right?
I left the last game because it was the trash team, the aliens, and somebody, bunch of European. I was like, I'm out. I'm out. But five everything games. Else I called, it was five games.
Yeah.
Five games. Good games. Joe, man, that boy Joe, man.
ISO Joe, man. How he not on the team right now, right? On the NBA team.
Because of his condition, that's half court. Like if,
I bet you. I'm not running.
If y'all going to run down there and play defense 4-on-5, cool.
I only can play 15
minutes.
If
the Warriors can hold it down 4-on-5 and he just stay
and
down
give
there,
me that nice clutch shot, I got y'all. He can average 7 in the league right now.
11. That boy is good. Nice. That boy good, man.
Always
that boy
been good. Nice, bro. That I got to go. Good. Damn. They going to like Boston and Philly and shit like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go and travel. Yo, also I just wanted to say, I don't know if you're gonna be able to make the trip. Probably like
he's going on a trip.
By the end of July or early August. I was talking to Brooklyn Bree.
Okay.
We going out to the A, bro.
Atlanta?
For like 3 days.
I don't know, cause I'm supposed to be going to Miami. I'm not gonna hold you. See Wu-Tang and Nas.
Yeah.
Perform.
Let's keep shit aligned. Let's keep shit aligned. See if either you could come with us and head out there, because more than likely we taking the bus. Or if when you when you done out there, you could head out there. You know what I mean? If not, me and Spliff just gonna hold it down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I might have to hold that.
Yeah,
down.
But we gonna go to Atlanta. Shout out to Brooklyn Bree. We gonna do a couple things out there.
I can't do the bus to Atlanta no more. I did that shit a few times.
I'm gonna just do it this time because I ain't got the plane ticket for now. I'll probably get a plane ticket coming.
Y'all gonna have fun.
Nah, it's about to be fun.
Trip back from Atlanta, because he was doing miscellaneous things.
I'm gonna have to hit Pops up and see if he close to where I'm going.
With my Pops?
Yeah.
He around.
See if I could chill.
He got you. Just let me know when you're not. You might be down there with Anaya, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. And hopefully Ty out there.
He might be. It's my boy birthday.
That nigga
up.
Don't play no games. He fuck with New York heavy.
But yeah, my last time coming back from Atlanta on the bus, and I was like, this the last time. We caught a we caught a flat, bro, in the backyards of Virginia.
Looking around, like, where the racist niggas
they
at?
Pulled up.
Oh, nah. what happened? What happened here, boy?
They pulled up.
You said what?
Luckily, I was so happy that it wasn't too happy until he showed the type of officer he was and then got pulled up, because the only thing that pulled up in that pickup truck, that wasn't looking too.
Yeah.
It looked like a setup to me. I was like, baby,
keep your eyes peeled. Keep your eyes peeled. Listen,
I don't know which way we running, but
I don't know what's about to happen, but we gotta survive. That's so the only word that should be running through your head.
I ain't doing it no more. Nah, planes only.
Let's see. Yeah, let's see where we gonna start this episode at. The sandstorm's coming from Africa.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know how no sandstorm is making it across the ocean, but they're going to stop telling me bullshit.
That's what I'm saying, man.
And this is why I'm about to move to the middle of nowhere and Midwest. Not even tell y'all where it's at. Y'all just going to start seeing me and Nacho on Zoom episodes. I'm leaving. I've seen too many movies where the big city, especially my city, it gets attacked with the bullshit. Nah, I'm out.
Yeah. I'm ready to go somewhere Midwest type shit, like Delaware or some shit like that. Maine or some shit like that.
Right there. Ain't shit around me but water and bridges. When bullshit happen, they been staying in the house, cut
the
bridges off.
Could do this from anywhere, baby.
I'm out. I need open land where I could just.
Nah, that's a fact, man.
Fuck about it, yeah. Y'all tripping.
Yeah, and now they got this new term, quality of air, and all this extra shit. Like, bro, you got me nervous to smoke my butt outside.
I'm
shit.
Leaving
like,
this shit. I'm leaving. I never thought I would be okay with saying that I'm gonna get the fuck out of New York and leave Brooklyn.
Nah, you know, I've been feeling like that for a few years.
But,
man.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna get the fuck out of Brooklyn. Yeah, shit like that.
Nah, for
shit like that. Shit like that. Denver, Phoenix.
Oh, I forgot to say that. Shout out to Chris Welsh and Mixie Dawes.
I seen niggas turning up. Had the ladies out there shaking and grinding and shit.
I was outside with my guys. That was right there on
Myrtle.
Big Calvin Bowie. That little triangle spot that they got outside.
It's a lot of shit on Broadway going on, man. Yeah, I don't know how local a lot of our viewers are, but I don't know if you see Broadway on a nightlife shit now.
Yeah, it be popping right now.
Fucking lit. I was out there like,
you know that spot right there on top of the fruit store on Myrtle that used to be the bicycle store.
Yes.
You know that spot on top of it? So the building, right? It's a spot. You go like on the inside, mm-hmm. on Myrtle side, right? Mm-hmm. You go upstairs, bro. It's like they shot a scene of The Crow in there, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day. But it's like a venue, bro. But for, or from what my vision, when I be seeing, is like a punk crowd that be in there. It's like a lot of white people, you know what I'm saying?
It's a lot of, but it's a lot of us out there too. A lot of spots for us. I'm gonna say from Halsey to the bridge, Broadway is on some nightlife shit. Yeah, niggas ain't going to the city too much no more. You could go to Broadway.
Nah, yeah, Brooklyn, Brooklyn is popping right now on some nightlife shit. A lot of
that shit just weird to me.
Williamsburg,
bro.
Broadway.
That shit weird though. Broadway,
Bushwick,
Broadway after 12. What we used to say? Stay the fuck from over there.
Shit was crazy. That was more like towards going down towards like the Junction.
Mm-hmm.
Always going up towards like Flushing.
Mm-hmm.
Always been like they always had that one club there.
It's, they always had, sure, so.
But that side was more like crackheads. Like,
yeah.
Shit. The other side where we was at was more of the LGBTQ community. I'm gonna just be,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna just be quiet with mm-hmm. that. You know what I mean? But. It was crazier down that side going that way than the other side. But yeah, I know what you mean now. Like there's a lot of shit open after 12.
And
it wasn't always
there.
Like that. You know what I mean?
It be rocking out there, man.
You gotta mind you, man. Me and Cole about to be what, 35, 36?
Shit.
36,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
36. I'm about to be 35.
Hmm.
We was around in the '90s. Yeah. In the early 2000s. And a lot of shit really didn't fly. On certain blocks, it was just like niggas was running shit. Like, yeah, shit was just crazy, bro.
Yeah,
like,
watch
it was just
souls.
A whole nother mentality with shit in Brooklyn. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm kind of happy to see how it is, but you still see remnants of what we had. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you still.
I remember
see,
walking on certain blocks and they having the crack on the ground. And they be like, yo, watch your step, youngin.
Yeah, shit is crazy. Shit is crazy.
I don't
bro.
Know. So it's there. It's just like, I be like, wow. I love it. I'm not saying I'm not against it. You know, I always like change. It helps me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, wow, niggas is partying on Broadway.
Yeah. Shout out to Brooklyn, man. It's a fact. There's a couple hotels on Broadway.
They'll be ready. I'm telling you, be ready.
Man, shit,
shit going on.
It's
ready,
mini
bro.
Manhattan
oh
right
my
now.
God,
that's what they trying
son.
To make it, bro.
Oh my God. That's I'll be like, under the train tracks, it is happening. This shit is on some 1970s shit.
That's a fact, bro. Kind of wish it was like that when we was on the blood out.
That's what I hate
right?
on that.
Imagine that, bro.
I hate on that. We had one club, Soul to Soul. That shit not even there no more. It's some whole other
rest
shit.
Rest in peace to Calito. My cousin used to DJ there.
Yeah, man. That's all we had. And it was a death trap walking in that bitch.
Crazy.
So, yeah. But we could go ahead, man.
Casanova got 15 years. He's sentenced to 15.
Yeah, man. Does he do the whole 15? I don't know how that works.
I don't know how that works neither.
His girl says she gonna hold him down, though.
Clap it up.
You know what I'm saying? Fucking real one. You feel me, Brooklyn in the building.
Hopefully that goes down how it goes down and she do hold him down. You know what I'm saying? 15 years is a long time.
15 years is a long time.
Even half of that is a long time.
Even half of that is a long time.
Even
a third
quarter
of
that,
that
is a long
time.
Time.
Fucking 10% of that is a long time to me.
Word up. Fucking bro.
I mean, this is why I never wanted to join no gang. You know what I mean? Like you get roped up and shit, where, you know, it might not have been your pure intention of that. You know what I mean? It might not have been. I'm not even saying in his case. I'm just saying solely. Some people get trapped up in gang indictments and shit now, and you wind up doing time. It's unfortunate because he was, you know,
on a track to something different.
You will hope so.
Yeah.
And talent, man.
Wasted talent.
I don't know if it's wasted.
I mean, yeah, he got to.
He come home.
He got to put his foot in the waters for a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Like
you're saying.
I just don't know where the support is gonna come from. So I don't know how that works.
Yeah, it's just
an unfortunate situation, man.
Yeah.
With him and Tak Stone, it's like, damn. Two people.
Young
from
Thug.
Where we're from. No, I ain't even going there. Two people who are from where we're from, and prior to becoming who they were or who they were becoming, the odds were heavily stacked against them even having a chance of being that.
That's a fact.
That's what I'm speaking to. And for them to climb that hurdle and have opportunity and, you know, be cool with each other. They both come from the same shit.
Yeah.
And
end up in the same place.
Yeah, bro. Like in a short time span, it wasn't even like a decade that they both were like prominent or
nice two to three year run that they had.
Yeah. And then it's this. So that's unfortunate. That's what I'm saying. That's what that's how I look at it.
Yeah.
Because they weren't expected, or, and I could say that coming from Brooklyn, nobody, like, even niggas that fuck with them, like, this nigga Cass ain't that.
That dude means your shit. They hurt, like, even with, like, sports, like you say, like, watching Sebastian Telfair, like, make it to the NBA from Brooklyn, bro. Like, damn, you wasn't supposed to do that, and you made it, and then the shit that happens to make you, like.
He's still in jail, right?
I don't think so. I don't know. But I'm just using him as an example. Shout out to my guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I went
man,
to go see him
Bassie.
Play one time. But it's like you're saying, it's difficult to watch these people. Like, I just read a story that they got a warrant out for Ja Morant's best friend for his arrest. I didn't read the whole thing, so I don't know what he did. But now that's showing you, like, the people around you type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, man.
That's the shit that affects you. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully, but we saw the situation that happened a couple weeks ago that he had to. So we know jail is not a place where you could just do your thing and people let you be. Sometimes you're going to get into something or something might happen. So I'm just saying, hopefully they get through this shit good money and they able to come home. You know what I'm saying? Fuck anything else if they're going to be able to pick up their career where they was at. But just make it home, you know what I'm saying? And just, because I know they both got kids and all that extra stuff. So it's crazy, man. So keep your head up, you know what I mean? let's see. We got to touch on this story. We ain't speak on it, you know what I mean? And the whole thing was about resolved and everything. The story that happened in Chicago when the guy punched the lady in the face
in
the Chinese restaurant and the son came in, shot him. Bing bong, you know what I'm saying? He ran out the store, he kept shooting him, and he died.
See how New York is labeled a Chinese restaurant, but if we got any Chicago viewers, they're gonna be like, it's not a Chinese restaurant. It's a food spot.
A food restaurant.
You know what I'm saying? They got the banging wings, that's what I heard.
That's it.
And
it was like in Illinois, right?
It was in Chicago.
It was in Chicago? Okay.
I mean, and they're free now. Because they were arrested. Let's get that out there as well.
They got arrested.
People might know.
They had a bail put on them for $2 million, I believe, or something like that, $3 million. And a couple days later, all charges were dropped.
After the videos.
And both of them were released. And boom. Okay. So she and her son were licensed gun owners and carriers. she made him get it because I would guess the area that you live in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So make sure that you know what you're doing with this and your license to carry, and don't use it unless you, you know what I mean? Something life or death. So I guess, I'm guessing, because the video picks up from where it picks up, I'm guessing they on the same line. They get into words. The son is in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So while son is getting more irate with his response, she basically texts or calls him. She calls him, right? Or she texts him.
I think she texts
him. I think she texts him, bring the gun, come into the store. By the time that the kid is walking into the store is when you see it in the video. The dude is cocking his hand back and he hit his mom's a couple times, like 2-3 times.
I'd have boomed him.
Exactly what he did, right? He shot. Bop. He hit him once. Son turned around. He started running out the store.
Which is towards the kid.
Yeah.
Let's be clear on that.
Yeah. So I don't know what he running to do or get. You know what I'm saying?
Boom him again.
I shot again 2-3 more times and I hit him again.
And when I move and he slide out the door, I'm going to boom him again. Yeah.
So he on the floor.
What's wrong with y'all?
And they said that they stood there and they called the police. They called the police.
Yeah, they did.
The mother and the son. They mm-hmm. called the police. They stood there. They explained the story to the police. The police arrested them. And as I guess they did their investigation.
The police are supposed to arrest them, though. They don't arrest white people in that situation. I don't mean to put it out there like that, but they don't. But they
that's
are.
That's the procedure.
That's the procedure.
Especially if. Cause I'm
he
not
boomed him.
Yeah, but I'm not having it on my mind if you right or wrong. I just know that you
he boomed
called,
him.
Yeah, you called the cops yourself.
Yeah.
So it's
you
like
you did the right thing.
Yeah, you probably not no harm to me, so I'm gonna just restrain you and we're gonna figure this out right now. You know what
yeah,
mean?
I have so. To take you in because this
this is a murder scene.
He said this right
the
here is murder.
Need a body.
Whatever happened, we don't know. We'll figure that out, but we gotta take y'all in. So
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
I'd have boomed the shit out of him.
Did the same shit, bro.
Boomed him.
I don't take it too
no words.
Kindly.
Shout out to Shorty. And he a good kid. Scholar and all that.
14 years old. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Salute to you.
Yeah,
nigga, never breathe on his mom's wrong no more. You probably don't even want to holler
Maybe
out.
Joe Biden said, Betty won't do nothing like that again.
He won't do nothing again. I don't feel no remorse for it, even though he had kids and all that. I just, nigga, what you doing shit like that for? The way he punched that woman?
I don't got no remorse for it neither, because I'm a hothead too, but I'm not a hothead to where
Come
I'm putting
on,
my hands on
like
people,
that,
period.
Like
male
that.
Or female. I don't want to fight. I just want to get my voice heard, you know what I'm saying? So I get loud. But
and I'd have beat the shit out of
But to be a hothead like that, and like you said, you got a family and stuff like that, you got something to live for, like, it probably shows how your home life was, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't even going to judge that. I don't care about none of that.
But to handle a situation like that in the public,
that moment right there is enough for anything else. I don't give a fuck if you put your hands on them kids or your baby moms. I'm not even speculating none of that because I don't know none of that. But to see that, my nigga, you talking about your grandmas or my grandmas, and you do that, you's a foul nigga, son.
Nah, that's word.
You's a foul nigga. I don't need to know anything else about you.
That's word.
Eat dirt.
Like you said, he said, I'll put it on my grandmom. Say something.
What type of shit you on, dude?
Who
you think
you?
Greg, your mom, your grandmom's going to be with that shit? She foul, too.
Word.
You know how I move, not
no,
like,
that's
nigga,
true,
fuck,
bro.
Fuck that.
I was really disgusted when I saw that video. I was like, oh my
God,
yeah.
That's crazy. Not to tee off on a woman like that, man.
I wish I had the kids. I wish I had their names.
Something hood though. I know their last name was
yeah,
hood.
I know
so they did some hood
yeah.
shit. Boomed them. Boom ski. You hear me?
Yeah.
You gotta go.
I'm glad that the cops. Themselves, like the investigation teams, like, all right, this will happen. Y'all not in no wrong, right or wrong, you know what I'm saying? So,
hey, so that was that. I applaud the whole situation, man. Let that kid go to school.
That's a fact. Let him finish his time in school, graduate, and all that. This, and still, even though they got off on this, you know what I mean? It's still. A traumatic experience for him, you know what I'm saying, for both of them. So,
yeah.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, everything goes good with them and shit like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. But that was crazy.
I think it'll be okay because he boomed them up. He boomed them up. For Mama Love, it'd probably been more traumatic that he's seen him hit his moms like that. Mm. That might be more traumatic than boom. I mean, for me.
Nah, that's a fact.
I wouldn't give a fuck. There ain't no trauma coming from shooting that nigga. Especially if he did
right,
it like that.
What y'all think in the comments on YouTube, man.
If he did it like that, bing bong, boom, boom, bing, bing. Fuck out of here. Awesome, and then walk to the car. When she told him, go to the car. You ain't look panicked.
Yeah, I'm good.
Fuck out of here. Don't put your hands on my mama, nigga.
Yeah. And I know it's not. Yeah, and then like, it just feels like, you know what I mean? She's talking to him about situations like this. You know what I mean? So I think in his mind it's like, my mom's not calling me and telling me to do this for no dumb reason. You know what I'm saying? Let's walk up in here.
Nigga said,
as soon as he saw that shit, it was like, oh yeah.
Nigga said, yo, the trauma and all this, right? Bro, do you see where his son was and where his mom's was?
Mm-hmm.
For him to shoot that gun and hit that nigga and not his mom's? That ain't his first time letting that off.
Yeah.
Okay? That's all I'm saying. He hit nobody else.
I think they said he hit him in the back and the leg.
Hit him, bang. That nigga probably tried to rush him in again. Bang.
Aim is real.
Hit him again. Bang.
Nah, shout out to him for real.
So,
man.
Yeah.
Let us know what y'all
ain't nobody else get hit but son. It was niggas in the store.
That's how shit should go when you're pulling out that gun. You should just hit whoever that you aiming for.
You should know
for,
what you're aiming and what to do with
even
it.
Though we know bullets don't got names, you know what I'm saying? But.
See John Wick?
Nah, he like, yeah.
You know what to do. But where we at, man? We got to move.
Shout
on.
Out to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. for winning the Home Run Derby last night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He won me some money.
We got to see him and his pops win one. What year was that? 2000, 2001? Some shit like that?
One.
That's crazy,
like that.
Bro. 20 years ago, bro.
Shit like that.
The All-Star game is tonight. Let's see what happens.
A few minutes.
I think I'm gonna watch that. I'm gonna watch a couple innings.
We'll see what happens. 7 o'clock. It's coming on the hour.
Okay. What you thought about the summer league so far?
It was only one real interest, but it's not really interest to me because I don't need to see nothing from them. But
couple niggas is out there dunking on niggas and shit like that.
Yeah, but niggas ain't gonna be getting no burn, bro.
It's fucked up.
You know, I don't. It's no real standouts for me. Wilbanyama just had a crazy game and got shut down, which he should have been. Scoot looked good. Pause. But
he got injured.
No. Oh, just, okay. What the fuck are you out here for? What are you doing? So, now I don't really have no real interest in the summer league this year.
So what was your thoughts? Let's stay on sports.
Chet looked good.
What was your thoughts on all the ESPN firings?
Rightfully so, man. I mean,
bring some new blood.
A lot of people are gonna say, "Oh, why him? ESPN has been trash for a few years now, and we've been saying it, even saying it here for a minute. But people watch it still because there's nothing else to really turn to in sports.
That's the only reason I got rid of cable is because I got tired of ESPN.
Because you only really had it for
that's
ESPN.
That's the only reason. You come to my house. Yeah. It used to be on in the morning, night. That's
how we learned about Michael Jackson's death.
That's how I learned.
If it was important news, it will be on ESPN. We used to say that. Bro, we went and turn your TV. I'll get to your crib at like 10 o'clock. We'll be watching ESPN. I'll be at your crib from 10 to 10, and we ain't turn from nothing else unless the Mets are playing or some shit.
The sports talk radios, then it's like the intro to the games, the pregame, then the basketball games, football, whatever. It was always ESPN.
It was always ESPN. But and it was cool.
I'll go against what you just said, though. It's dying because there is other places to go watch that format of sports talk now, which is social media. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people out here that talk sports, which is more interesting than a puppet that's talking sports.
Okay.
You haven't played sports, bro. You know what I'm saying? We didn't play college or D1 or nothing like that overseas, but we played sports. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if we talking about it, we just talking about it. But
you can't tell me I don't know what I'm looking at.
People like Stephen A. and Stephen Jackson. You gonna like, or even, let's not even go there. Let's just go to like Lowe on YouTube, Legend of Winning, you know what I'm saying? Or these other YouTube channels that's just talking basketball.
Mason Cam.
TKO that talks football, you know what I'm saying? So Mason Cam, you know what I'm saying? Their format is about to take over YouTube. It's about to take over the sports world in a social media sense, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I do think they dying. And I think they see that shit and they like, oh, we don't got the flavor no more. Yeah.
I was about to say
that. We need to bring the flavor.
I was about to, because I'm...
you've been watching.
Remember I'm saying, for a few years I've been saying ESPN has been trash. But all those sports outlets that are available now and podcasts and all that, they weren't available or existed.
Five, six years ago.
One and two.
Yeah.
But now it's so many and they're good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'm not watching ESPN, bro.
Like, they gonna have to give him a bag.
Cause People was watching Fox Sports 1 with Shay, FS1, with Shannon and Skip more than they was watching First Take.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people started watching FS1 when, like, Cowherd went over there.
Yeah, right.
He bought an ESPN crowd over there.
ESPN problem is it's ran by Disney.
Yeah, so it's hard to get raunchy.
You can't get raunchy on it, and it's sports. Like, how you can't, you know what I'm saying?
You can't speak your mind, yeah.
That's stupid.
So it's hard for somebody like a LeSean
like
a McCoy.
Anybody.
Yeah,
like a Jalen Rose.
Even
it's
a
hard
Tom
for,
Brady. Tom Brady not going to be on ESPN
no,
like
no, it's hard for anybody that's even working there, like a Jalen Rose, to even be who he want to be. Son. You know what I'm saying? So
they gonna have to give, cause they trying to poach Pat McAfee to come to ESPN. They gonna
I heard
have to
they
give
had
him,
him
the bag.
They
got
him.
I'm gonna have to look into that, cause he's getting money,
and that's why a lot of them getting fired.
He's getting money with his podcast, bro.
You gotta switch it up, man.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. And I probably still won't go back to ESPN because it's ran by Disney.
Max Kellerman, Keyshawn Johnson, Jalen Rose.
I mean, Cam about to hire a few of them. Watch.
That would be hard if Cam could get Jalen Rose to come like once every 2 weeks or something.
Watch
shit,
he hire a few of them.
Yeah. It's going to be tough. And a lot of them going to come up with their own shit too, like Jemele Hill and all them did.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. People forget about my son Mike and Jemele. Like, that was the heat right there. Once all that happened with that, that's why I think I said, yo, I ain't fucking with ESPN like that.
Yeah, they really got rid of
the best new show at the Numbers Never Lie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They got rid of the best new show because of how
they was doing skits and all that shit on their shit. They was fire.
Cartoons and all that.
They was fire. And then both of them individually doing what they do is fire too, so. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that got fired. Shout out to everybody that got fired.
Shout out to
all
the niggas that lost their job.
Go do your thing, bro. Like, we can't get fired right here. You know what I mean? Like, this my shit. I can't be like, yo, you fired. Like, no. Own your shit, man. I don't care if it gets.
I can't wait to fire a nigga off here.
I don't care if it get 2 likes. I don't care. I don't care if it fucking get 1 million views. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta own your own shit. You know what I mean?
Fire the shit out somebody. I'm telling you. Yo, you do me a favor. Meet me in my office. No, meet me in my office. Meet me there. Don't get there after me. I'm just telling you, it's gonna be bad. And pull up. I want to talk to you for a second. Figure some shit out.
Nah, that's a fact. Well, shout out to Cam and Mace again just for that bar right there that I spit, because they own their shit. Ain't nobody fucking with
shout out to Cam, man.
Oh, what you think about Mace, this? What you think about this thread shit?
What the fuck is that?
It's like the remix to Twitter.
I don't care.
It's more like a
you
like
know,
black
I
top version.
Some new social media shit?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Mark Zuckerberg.
I don't care. I don't care. All you suckers out there that's going to download this and talk to the same fucking people on the other social media that you have, knock yourself out. I don't give a shit. I'm not doing it. I don't even have a Twitter. I don't have a Snapchat. I don't have a TikTok besides the show. I don't Instagram.
Yeah, we got a TikTok Facebook. For the show. Make sure y'all follow everything.
I'm not doing all that other don't shit. This DB shit is dumb. To have the same people there.
Nah, it's tough because it's gonna be hard with Threads. I'm never gonna fuck with it because when you start an account, it's automatically linked to your Instagram because there's an Instagram. It's a seed from Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Because Mark Zuckerberg made it. And you can't erase your account.
No, I'm good.
So it's gonna be crazy. That shit is gonna be crazy, bro.
So how but do you can't erase your account?
No, like it's always gonna be there type shit.
Why? Because your Instagram exists, so you'll have to delete
it. Even when you delete your Instagram, that's gonna exist.
Oh no, nah, they can keep that shit. I don't want that. Threads. That shit sound wild.
So it's called Threads, bro. Not download.
Like Threads of DNA?
I don't know why they call it Threads. I haven't looked into it.
Like Threads of DNA?
It's crazy that you say that because, like, I think the logo is like wires.
Nah, I'm good.
Same shit like that.
Suck my dick. Suck my dick. Suck my dick. Y'all niggas keep falling for. Yo, I'm moving to fucking Omaha, Nebraska or some shit.
Yeah, I'm ready
like
to get
I'm
off social
you.
Media, period. I'm just gonna have the YouTube channel and the website that we gonna have built so y'all could get our content. And social media is about to be a wrap. If you look at
If you look at my personal page,
I just chop my shit down. Like my pictures, like I archive mad at my shit. I'm starting to like,
yo, nuts.
Social media
nuts,
is not it.
Nuts. We're all gonna die, bro.
Niggas can't
this
even.
Artificial intelligence shit.
Niggas don't even know how to start
niggas
a fire.
Is building
themselves.
Homes with printers. Yo, can we get to top?
3D printers and shit. Niggas print their homes. That's crazy.
Oh my god,
it's crazy. What you thought about? You thought that was real or not?
What? See how you almost died asking that question? Hell yeah! You wait, hold on. Let me ask you. What you thought that was real?
I don't know.
Oh my god, niggas don't know now. Oh
shit! Yeah, pause.
I think it was a joke.
You good? You alright over there? Shit.
I think it was a joke.
Sick of it, man. Oh man.
I'm probably lying about what I'm gonna say.
God, you about to die.
Stop the cat.
Fucking no, you gonna stop this shit.
The cat.
All right, so you asking about the
Birdman President Drewski.
Drewski. Nigga, that was real as fuck, man. I don't listen. Man, that was real. Okay. Nigga, I watched enough
bro,
Drewski.
You got my logo hanging behind you, bro.
I watched enough Drewski.
The gauge is that nigga playing or not, right?
Yes.
that nigga man. Said. I was gonna trademark my shit.
That nigga said.
Oh yeah.
Nigga said.
I was gonna come see.
Nigga said. Nigga said. Nigga said. Oh shit. When you popped up on the screen, he said. Oh shit. He said. I've been looking for you, nigga. Nigga said, huh? Nigga said, I've been looking for you, nigga. Nigga said. Oh, not Birdman.
That nigga Drewski was scared.
Nigga, that was real, son.
That's what Charlamagne said.
He ain't know what to do. You understand me? Nigga said, listen, man. You talking about could have been records. That look like CMB, nigga.
Nah, that do look like Cash Money Records, bro. What we doing?
I said it when he was doing it. And you were showing me the video before. I'm like, yo, why he playing? Like, I said it to him. I said, yo. I don't think niggas gonna like this. And this is why I'm gonna point out to you where he panicked. Where I knew he was panicking and it was real. Oh, wait. Did I miss something? Did Birdman and Lil Wayne reconcile? They cool again?
Are they cool again? I don't think so. I don't know.
No.
They might be.
Where?
He got his bread.
So they good? He snatched. He took. He got the bread from the nigga that didn't want to give him the bread. Yeah. So they good now.
I don't know that inner shit. We about to
right. I know. So when that nigga said, "Yo, I was waiting to get the Wayne." Why you mentioning Wayne?
He ain't got nothing to do with this player.
He ain't got nothing. Nigga said, "Yo, you taking shit extort." That nigga hung up the phone. There wasn't no end to the skit.
Nah, he was skit.
He said, "You playing with some real street shit." I don't know if this generation know Birdman too much besides him being Lil Wayne's daddy. Yeah. Them niggas was like that.
Nah, especially about shit like that.
Them niggas is like that.
So I don't know, like you said, I don't know if you got one, I don't know if you got permission from him, and this whole shit, everything is a skit, right? Everything. Even the shows that's on YouTube, whatever, right? Or you thought that shit was clever, which it was. It was very clever.
Nothing was gonna rock because you run with Drake and NBA YoungBoy.
Or maybe you thinking like certain niggas got with the times. Nah, nigga. There's certain niggas that don't play about their shit. Like, listen, you ain't see that nigga sitting there with Toni Braxton and her sisters.
That nigga said.
She said you need to be vulnerable sometimes. He said for what? Birdman, she loved me.
That nigga said, "I got some bitches that have pulled up on you. If you don't want to come outside, they to go inside." I said, "Y'all think this is a skit?"
I ain't even gonna send niggas at you. I got some bitches that have pulled up on you. I was like, "Oh lord, oh lord."
Nigga said, "If you don't come outside," he might have been waiting to see the nigga Juice guy. He said, "I like what you're doing, but I don't like what you're doing."
Yeah, I can't.
You playing with some real gangster shit. That ain't no skit, bro.
Yeah, you gonna have to learn. You don't have to learn today.
I like what you got your shit all on TV.
It's crazy.
Nah, I thought that was real as fuck. And shout out to Birdman. Put some respect on his fucking name and stop playing with him. Stop playing with Brian Williams. Stop playing with him.
Nah, that's a fact.
He had Lil Wayne. I'm not even going to talk about that.
Because if I see some nigga with our fucking crown and blunt logo somewhere, I'm be like, "Yo, bro, what's that? What's this about? What's going on?"
Start a video like this.
Shout out to Birdman, man. Shout out to Juicy too, man. Keep doing your thing. You know,
yeah,
player.
Yeah.
You got anything that you want to give to the people before we get out of here?
Damn, we ain't even gonna get to it, man. I wanted to get to the Kiki shit, man. Kiki.
We can save that for the next episode. We recording on Thursday.
But what's your short take on it?
I don't think. She did nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's my short take on it.
Like short take.
But I do have a take on it though, because Usher is a funny nigga.
Usher is a funny nigga.
He's a funny nigga, bro. Because you see what happened with Winnie Harlow.
Yeah.
Because it's now there's we're gonna be able to talk about it's mad examples with it where we can have a nice discussion and hopefully Choon Choon's here. Shout out to Choon.
Yeah, Usher's a funny nigga. He got punched. That's one of my takes. He got punched. You know how I move.
All right, short take, real short take.
My short take?
Yeah. What's your take on how her man dealt
with you that? Knew that. You knew to ask me that.
Cause yeah.
Why?
Cause I think you're gonna say what I think you're gonna say.
I think he bugged out.
Yeah.
You know me. I think he bugged out. First of all,
that's where the discussion gonna get longer.
I could kind of, it's kind of the same situation, but a little lower. I've never been with anybody that was more popular than me, or it's just more lit. Mm-hmm. And she's lit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I've never been second fit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm always that nigga in the relationship. So I wouldn't have played it like that. That was dumb as fuck.
Like I said, but you a mom, though.
Wait, excuse me, sorry.
We about to get fired.
That, and then it was after, he put a period, and then broke.
What you got on?
You a mom, though. I said,
it's the dress for
I
me.
Said, no, I said, oh. No, no.
She was looking
but
nice.
I just,
she always is one of my crushes,
too. I think he bugged out, and I think he a weirdo. But I got a long take that pause. I got a long take that goes a little more in depth to.
And we need the woman in the room.
Yeah, I need Choon Choon. Yeah, it goes more in depth to women's reaction more than what Son did. Because he did some cornball shit. I'm not speaking to him. I just think women's reaction to shit now is it's a little up here now. It's here. It's here. The shit's in, it's past the boiling point. It's fuck nigga season, nigga. Like, fuck it.
You can't do nothing right. This one is a hot girl summer. The summer, a couple summers ago, where they were saying, they not out here playing.
Nah, they ain't playing.
You know what I mean? So, shout out to all of y'all, man. Keep doing y'all thing. Keep hustling. Keep playing these niggas.
I'm just stay happy or in the stay situation loyal, that you know I'm mean? In. Whatever you doing. I love my girl.
That's what I mean. Like, if girl. You loyal right now to somebody, I think you should keep that rocking. Yeah,
keep that rocking, because it's nasty out here.
Shout out to Shorty that been holding me down, man. You know
I'll mean? Just be watching. I'll be like,
she got me this hat with the
come here, back. Hold her tighter, like, thank you.
So, for Don Cole,
yo,
for Spliff, for Choon Choon, it's D-Rick and Hippie. Y'all already know what we about to do.
Fan four,
make sure y'all follow everything. Link in the bio, everything Don Cole and D-Rick and Hippie. If anybody, if you guys want to support us in a extra route and you want to see the production and everything, the value of that go up to another level, in the description is going to be the link to our Cash App, so you guys could donate to that. You know what I'm saying? So I believe is $DCDRH Show 18 stands for the year that we started. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all could donate to that. You know what I mean? So the production and everything could go up. And shout out to everybody, man. Yeah, go follow everything Don Cole and D-Rick and Hippie, everything Spliff, everything Choon Choon. We doing the lives now, so y'all can count on that. So if y'all see me post that we going live that day, pull up, leave a couple smoke clouds in the comments. You know what I'm saying?
Don Betts coming back soon. We in middle of July, so football season is approaching.
You going to do it for the preseason?
Yeah, I'm going to do something for the preseason.
So it could be fun.
Yeah.
Get some bets in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm on every week for the preseason and trying to work out some for the NBA. Well, a lot more Don Betts content coming this next season.
We got Breaking Buds coming soon. It's me and Spliff, and you know, we're gonna have them come on and stuff like that. So make sure you guys stay in tune for that. I'm also starting a Twitch. I'm about to start a Twitch, and I'm about to start a YouTube channel called D-Rick and Hippie Gaming. I'm about to get up on that shit.
Yeah, I'm about to do that too. That. Yeah. I'm about to get the P5 and get on my gaming.
Yeah,
shit.
I'm about to get the P5.
So interact with y'all, man.
That's a fact.
Because I'm nice. I don't think, I'm okay. Nigga, I'm nice and everything.
I'm okay, but I kind of want to do it because I see where that world is heading. You know what I mean? So we grew up playing games, man. Like, I remember going to Yogi Bear, winning a Sega with the baseball game, and it's like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to all the gamers that's
never
out there
slipping
as well.
On video games. Don't judge me.
And right now is at its prime. Like, video games are crazy. So let's see what happens with that, man. We got a lot more coming to you guys, and this summer is gonna be dope, man. So for Don Cole, for Spliff and Choon Choon, it's D-Rick and Hippie, and y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get up out of here. Blah blah. We be back at y'all real soon, man. We recording on Thursday, and we be back at y'all. Pow.
Yo, where is she at?